When should I hire help? That and more on this episode of Bliss Life Business. Bliss Life Business, conscious business for the creative entrepreneur, with your teacher and host, me, Christopher Sheridan. My company has produced 12 retreats so far, over 140 courses, and countless emails, live streams, and multiple niches and brands, and even helped some people come out with their own book and or podcast as well. A recent retreat had me hire a local assistant, two performers, personal chef, catering for my favorite Greek restaurant. They have the best falafels ever. We got to field trip some restaurants that we picked out. I just loved researching where to eat. And we rented an event space, booked transportation, and on and on and on, much more. And plus an expert that puts on the event and writes all the copy and speaking. And it's literally impossible for me to do all that. I have to have a team really to make it happen. And that's been one of the biggest items to my success, is really hiring people. When you first start your business, yeah, it can be just you, but you need a team to leverage your business. And the faster you can do this, the better. A successful real business is a team that gets things done, no matter how messy it is, and making it less messy as the team gets better at doing it. I've used multiple systems to help my team get things done, and the tools I loved weren't necessarily the ones that I could get multiple people to use in my team, even being the boss. Right now, my workflow stack is Slack. It's a team communication tool and Google Apps, specifically Gmail, Google Calendar, and Google Drive. That's literally all the tools that we use to make sure things get done. Now, I personally use Trello as a pretty effective project management tool. I really like it a lot, but my team doesn't use it. I use it to track what I should be working on. And then when I have something shareable with the team, I just tell them with a file or some directions in Slack in the appropriate channel room so that team can work on it. My team members are being given assignments, and most have a written procedure or some type of video walkthrough. So let me go over an example. So when I finish this podcast episode, I'm going to give my podcast editor the audio file in Slack. And sometimes I've actually done it through Dropbox as well, but mostly Slack, and love Slack. And he turns it into a broadcastable episode and loads it up on the internet. I already have a bunch of stuff already pre-recorded, so I just have to give him the main content. This, what I'm saying right now, this content, and he'll stick all the intro and outro things on it for me, level it, do a bunch of, you know, audio stuff, edit it, make it sound good, so that it's an actual episode, broadcastable episode, which you're listening to right now. Now, another team member creates a marketing graphic for it, because she's just better at graphics. She's good. And I've been using her for years for that. We also have a template, so it's actually pretty easy for her. All she has to really know is the episode title and whether I have a guest or not, because if it's a guest, we use their photo on the graphic. Otherwise, it's me. Then I have it posted. I actually do some of this, and I do this until I'm kind of comfortable with it, because I'm learning maybe what group or what forum I can post this on that's appropriate and that people are actually looking forward to it and whatnot. So for me, that's kind of part of marketing. And so that's kind of what I do. But I do get to a point on some things where it's a procedure and they'll know, you know, once I give them the content, or my, you know, an expert of mine gives them the content, that it'll automatically be posted and done all up. But typically I write up the copy for the social media posts, group, and forums to put it on. Or I have an expert do that again. Plus the email copy for their appropriate list. And my team will then post it everywhere and do an email in our email system. I stick all that in one Google document, and I just share it with the team. And I just tell them in Slack, hey, this podcast is ready to go. And they take it from there. The more often you do this, the fewer questions there are, and the better, you know, my Google document template gets as well. And the more I can focus on strategy and less on the technical details, getting it all out there. Now, believe me, with the podcast and the audio, it actually gets a little technical to do when I actually hired someone that does that. Since I don't know everything. It's just all in all the contents in one Google document. This is the system, along with Slack, that's really worked the best with multiple people and experts and assistants and editors and so forth and so on. In the last month, I've actually had a few past consulting clients contact me about hiring their first assistant. That's why this episode is happening. If you have this question, then your business really is probably being making money and you're really busy and you can't do everything. And congratulations, for one, it's a great sign that you're successful. You need help to leverage your time. And if you're not successful, you're not really making money, nothing's happening, this question of I need help probably not coming up yet. So if you're having this question, congratulations. I found my first assistant back in 2000, and I needed someone at the time. I actually had injured myself and needed some help. So it was kind of out of a requirement, really. but I found out that it was one of the best things I ever done. Really, really helpful. I could think much clearer. I had some pain going on, so that was a little fuzzy. So that helped. And quite honestly, everything got easier. And when I healed up, I kept using my first assistant. Shout out to Renee out there. Thank you. And had him for a number of years before he moved on. That, along with the best accountant you can afford, even if that is H&R Block. Hey, first year in business, I did hire H&R Block. They were an essential part of my team. And since then, I've added additional team members that specialize in certain things as I've grown. And I have upgraded my accountant to be a whole lot better. I don't use H&R Block anymore. But if you're starting off, there's nothing wrong with them. I took my hiring process I've defined since I first hired my assistant back in 2000, and I put it into a mini course with a really mini price, and it's up at christophersherrod.com/store, and you can get the link in the show notes. It's a mini course, so that means it's going to take you like maybe an hour to complete. It includes a job description. It's the job description I use to hire my current assistant, who's been with me for over 3 years. I've hired probably 20-something assistants over the years, but that's the last time I used this particular job description. And I actually posted it on Upwork.com. So with this mini course, you can consume it in less than an hour and have your job post up there in an hour. In the mini course, I kind of explain how I screen people, and that's part of the job description, actually. And I screen people, and then I try out two or more and give them an actual small project. And I get them, then I kind of pick the best one for continuing to work on additional products. Now, with my past assistants, I found out that slowly over maybe 3 months, they went from part-time work to full-time with vacation days and regular work hours and the whole bit. The right person will be obvious when you go through this step by step. It's a little bit explained in the mini course. I also have a procedure template that's really kind of the key to making sure your assistant focuses on getting things done. Because I will literally say, here's the audio. Run Bliss Life Business podcast procedure on it, and let me know when you're finished. And I'll say that in Slack, in my podcasting channel. On Slack, and when they get back to me, then I'll kind of double check the quality, especially the first few times I'm having these people do it, just to make sure it's all good and make any corrections. But over time, I really do trust my team, and they get to a point where I trust them, and then I'll just have them publish it because they're actually better at it than I am. At first, before I hire them, be better at it, but quickly. they'll be better at it. I have a new additional assistant that came in this morning and worked for just 33 minutes, and then he left for the day, as that is all I had him doing. I had him doing one particular procedure. I do have plans for additional procedures for him, but that's what he did today. If you don't have an assistant yet, then you just really want to grab my mini course over at christophersherrod.com/store. It's got a mini price, and it'll get you up and running very quickly with some help. Now again, thank you so much for joining Bliss Life Business, the show where I share what has worked for me and my fellow lifestyle entrepreneurs. And today's homework is go get that mini course on hiring your team over at christophersherrod.com/store. The link is in the show notes, and put your job posting up today. It's super actionable and you'll be up and running in about an hour. Don't get hung up on whether you can afford it, as you can have someone do an hour of work a day. It'll cost you maybe $5 a day minimum, and you can increase that as business requires. Write another procedure and then have two things for them to work on. Next thing you know, they're full time getting a ton of things done. Then you just have to refine and tweak as you go. Until next time, have a wonderful week.
Thank you again for listening and subscribing. If you haven't subscribed yet, you want to hit that subscribe button no matter what you use to listen to podcasts, whether it is Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or Overcast. By hitting subscribe, you make sure you don't miss an episode, so the episodes get downloaded automatically and you'll have access to the future archive of episodes. Go over to blisslifepress.com/podcast or hit subscribe in your current app right now. This show is supported by Bliss Life Press, your transformational self-development publisher. Hire Bliss Life Press to publish your next book, podcast, author website, or your own info product. Come join the Bliss Life Press family of authors and experts and get your voice out there. Go to blisslifepress.com.